Good morning. 8:51, October 9th, Tuesday morning. A cold Tuesday morning. A rather, I don't know what the right word is, raw. Overcast. This feels like there's water in the air, so the cool temperature is feeling kind of clammy. So, yeah. Yesterday was quite a day. Quiet sound. Where's that coming from? Anyway, sounds like a heavy truck trying to drive over me, and I can't see it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yesterday was the kind of preliminary day for Zyfuria's call. It went up, but I didn't make any announcements about it. The early adopters found something that I hadn't noticed because I poofed it on my Kindle and it worked fine. But Kindle Fire, it turns out the Android application had a problem with the way the file was handling top of page. So when you go to the chapter heading, you go to a next chapter, it wasn't showing, and so you couldn't progress from the end of one chapter to the top of the next smoothly. It was chopping off words, it was failing to actually flip over. And what I discovered was that the technique that I've always used in the past and does still continue to work for Kindle does not work for the applications, nor does it work for the Kindle Fire. So I needed a new one, and actually found the clue buried in a Kindle formatting document that has to do with adding an extra paragraph that forces page break after the last line of the chapter, which was in there before, but it was in there coupled with another one, so that on the top of the next page it forced a page break. And because Widows and Orphans were turned down, it gave you a blank page. So you'd wind up paging through the same blank page over and over again. It would advance and then go back, advance and then go back to the blank page, which actually had no actual content on it. So it's very confusing. It took me most of the day to figure it out, but I got the file up last night, and that one's cleared now. I put a fresh file up this morning that has the correct coding so that the link to the table of contents is there. Now, there's still something wrong with start. You're supposed to be able to set a start point so that when you open the book, it starts at chapter one, which is fine. The problem is that it works on a Kindle, works on, as far as I can tell, it works on the apps, but what it doesn't do is work on Kindle Fire. For some reason, it starts about two pages early. I can't figure why, because there's nothing there that's remotely associated, and yet that's where she stops, and I cannot figure out why. So I've posted the new file. It has table of contents, and most people will start at the right place, but Kindle Fire people will start halfway through the table of contents and have to page forward a couple times. So yeah, not the best, but until I can figure out what it is, it'll have to do. Which leads me back to Ravenwood, because I'm not sure that the Ravenwood files work because of this difference in Kindle Fire. I remember hearing about this before. In theory, there isn't a problem, but in practice, I do know that it's missing the table of content tag. So I'm probably going to spend today working on that rather than anything else while I wait to see if there's any other significant issues that surface from Xyferia's call. Now the big question in my mind is, what am I going to do with these books? Am I going to put them on my own website and sell them there? Am I going to try to put it on, well, I can put it on Publit, that's not a big deal. Am I going to try to put it on Smashwords? The thing is, Smashwords, you know, Smashwords sales are kind of joke-like. Even pushing it out through to the extended marketing, Smashwords is like 1 in 100, 1 in 200 sales. Now, granted, I have a lot of sales, but we're talking about maybe 100 sales in 10,000. And can I do something that's better for the franchise if I keep those and sell them on my own website? And I don't know, but it's something that I'm pondering. Pondering while I'm trying to get the cover art for South Coast. I've got to record today. I didn't record yesterday because of the snafus with the file, but I have to record this morning and get those get that story recorded for Moreau, because he wants that for Thursday release, which means he needs it today to get it ready. I need to get those missing lines to Abby and perhaps a few more just to tide her over. And then I have to get digging into Xyferia's Call and finish doing the audio recording for that, because I've got to get the podcast out like this week. I have to start South Coast edits next week. Now, granted, I don't have to podcast that one, but I do need to get it in shape. I'll probably be sending as soon as I find it, I'll probably be sending a copy of it to a few people who've been, I'll edit if you want, because I really need to get that one out. I think I've already said I've got my files back. And I'm really looking forward to moving forward. Anne's books are now reverted, by the way, so if you are interested in what the big discussion is about, A.C. Crispin. Anne Crispin is one of the classics. She's not very well known, I don't think. She doesn't get the same kind of name recognition as like Connie Willis, but she's certainly a contemporary. And she writes mostly novels, which is where Connie writes mostly shorts. But, Anne is chair of Writer Beware. And she has this book, this collection series, the Starbridge series, from, gosh, I don't know where, the 80s maybe.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, first book is hers. The next few are collaborations, and I'm not sure what her agreement with her collaborators is, but I'm sure she's going to be handling that in an appropriate manner. But the books are reverted now. They're actually in Anne's hands, and she can do with them as she pleases. I've bought my copy. And she's moving up the charts. It's been a bit difficult for her because it's such a strange place and it's such an unpleasant thing to have to go through. But the books are hers, and she posted on Kindle Boards yesterday that everybody should feel free to go and know that the money is coming straight to her. So I bought mine because this is a series that I've heard a great deal of about, but I have never read myself. So having the opportunity to pick them up in ebook form. Excuse me. Having the opportunity to pick them up in ebook form is too good to pass up. So we'll see how this works out. So yeah, yesterday the wife was home and the elder daughter was home. Today I think wife is going to be home and younger daughter is home. It's distracting. It's exceptionally distracting to have her home because we share an office, and when she's home, she's in the office and she's usually has quite a lot to say, which makes it sometimes difficult to focus on things like trying to track down a code glitch or plot a particularly delicate point. Today it's going to be not such a big deal because I'm going to be in the next room recording, I think. I won't be able to record right away because my nose is filled. So wait till I get inside. I gotta get some breakfast anyway. It's late this morning. I'm late getting out. It's cold, so I've got runny nose. I still haven't had my breakfast, so I'm anxious to get home and do that. Oh, that's a dog I haven't seen for a long time. The old collie. I figured I was running too late for collie to be out. And she's out walking. Sniffing in the woods with their owner. Good day for it. This is a chicken soup day, I think. Roasted a chicken yesterday. I still have the carcass. Morning. Fun like a dog. So let's see. That's about it. I haven't had a chance to really think beyond fixing files and posting files and getting files taken care of. And I sent the email out to people who are subscribed to the email list today with a link to the book. And I think in the first 24 hours I've sold about 50 copies. Which isn't bad, considering that it's basically people who discovered it through the podcast here or through somebody's mentioning it on a comment on the blog or something. So it's been a very closed group for the first day. I do have a sales rank already, which is good, which is around 3,400, which is a very nice place to begin. So I'm hoping we'll see some more activity in terms of watching this push up the charts. I don't have any real strong belief that this book is going to go into the top 500, but it could very easily go into the top 1,000. That would be nice. I'm going to put out South Coast next month, and that'll be another little kick in the pants. And with any luck at all, I'm really, really hoping that I'll be able to publish Captain's Share at the beginning of December, because that would be a huge help if I could get that out. But I gotta get covers. I got to get covers. The guy is doing the South Coast cover. He's supposed to be back to me by now. He's kind of... haven't heard from him. I need to ping him again today. He's in the UK, so by the time I realized last night that I hadn't heard from him, he was already in bed, I'm sure. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning his time. See how that's going. Never a dull moment. This is probably going to turn out to be really, really good, because I have so much to do. I can't think about anything else. And it's kind of exciting to be back out, putting work out for people to see, to hear, to read, to listen to. It's really a lot of fun. It's sort of like a computer game, except the payoffs are real. So, and it's another cloudy day, which I thought was just, we had a couple of days of sun, and now it's cloudy again. I don't know what quite this pattern is, but okay. Shows the color nicely in the morning picture. So that's a good thing. 19 minutes for the first mile, that was not a good thing. I don't know what my second mile is going to be. Probably not much more than 18. If I can get it under 19, that's bonus. Of course, I lost a lot of time in the beginning with the photograph and emailing and stuff, so that's always an obstacle when I start out. Tired today. I'm not quite sure why I'm so tired. I went to bed at a reasonable hour last night. Slept through till almost 5 a.m., which was very good for me. I feel like I could use a nap. I'm not going to get a nap today, though. Oh, here's the truck. This is the truck that was making the noise. It's the pumper truck. Car coming behind me too. I better watch myself. There it goes. Okay. In good shape. Crossing the street. Morning. Cross the lawn. And at the back gate. Tomorrow, as they say, as I say, is another day. I'll talk to you then.